Message number 417. Many popes have been prisoners in the Holy See surrounded by Masonic groups. Monday, May 7, 2012 at 06:19 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter to my churches through the world, I say this. Know that I will always be with you at your side as long as you proclaim my most holy word. To my Catholic Church, even though you cause torment as a result of evil sin, know that I will never forsake you although you have sinned. But know this. Your faith in me is not as strong as it should be. You do not love me as you once did. All the wealth you accumulated put a distance between me, your Christ and Savior, and God's ordinary children. You scaled such lofty heights that I could not reach up to you and offer you my hand to salvage you from the rot within your core. You were taught the truth by my Peter, upon whose rock you were built. And what did you do? You built thick stone walls around you. This caused a lack of communication with those whom you needed to feed with my body and blood so that their souls could be nourished. The respect required of you in administering my most holy Eucharist was lost when you demeaned my presence. When Vatican II declared new rules, they were introduced by those evil Masonic forces from within your corridors. They cunningly presented new ways to administer my Holy Eucharist, which are insulting to me. Your so-called tolerant teachings proclaimed a series of lies, including the refusal to acknowledge the power of Saint Michael the Archangel. He is the protector of the Church against Satan. Those forces among you knew this. This is why you stopped all prayers requesting his help before Mass. Then you perpetrated the biggest untruth that hell was not to be feared. That it was just a metaphor. For this lie, accepted as the truth by many of God's children, has meant the loss of billions of souls. How you offend me! For those humble and sacred servants among you, I ask that you go back to my teachings. Never allow riches to accumulate amongst you and think that they are acceptable in my eyes. Riches, gold, and power accumulated in my name will be your downfall. You cannot profit from my holy word. You have suffered because of the way you have offended me. Never think that I am blaming the many holy popes who have sat in the seat of Peter. Their mission has always been protected. Many popes have been prisoners in the Holy See surrounded by Masonic groups who do not represent God. They hate God and have spent 50 years spreading untruths about the mercy of God. Their works have led to the collapse of the Catholic Church. This was not an accident. It was deliberately and cunningly plotted in order to destroy the faith of the Church, to destroy the homage of ordinary Catholics to the one true God. For this you will now be cast aside into the wilderness. After Pope Benedict, you will be led by me from the heavens. Oh, how you have made me weep! I call on all of my sacred servants who know the truth to stand up and follow me, your Jesus, to spread the truth of my teachings in humble servitude. You must find the courage and the strength to rise from the ashes. Above all, reject the lies which will shortly be presented to you by the false prophet. He will merge the Catholic Church with other churches, including pagan churches, to become one abomination, a one-world church without a soul. Your Jesus.